Hello everyone, thank you for joining me. My name is Solomon Briss. This is Marking Without Reflection for Kotlin Multiplatform. And before we start, I just want to thank the FOSDEM Kotlin Room for having me. So, as I said, my name is Solomon Briss and I am the founder of Coding Coders. So Coding Coders is a company that is dedicated to Kotlin Multiplatform. And in fact, we were the first company in Europe to be certified by JetBrains for our Kotlin training. So if you need any kind of Kotlin multi-platform services, whether training or consulting, please be sure to contact us. The flip side of Coding Coders is the Coding Open Source Initiative. So it's a list, it's a set of libraries that are for Kotlin multi-platform, and the goal of the Coding Open Source Initiative is to provide the community with high-level components for Kotlin multi-platform. And these high-level components work for Android, iOS, the web, server-side, and desktop platform. So basically everywhere Kotlin can compile to. Today, I'm going to be talking about a library of the of Codeine called MockKMP. So MockKMP is a mocking library for Kotlin multi-platform that works everywhere Kotlin can compile. So let's have a look at it. So let's start with another mocking library, such as mock with 2k. So mock is a library that is pretty standard and that is very used in the Kotlin JVM and Kotlin Android side. And for good reason, it is an amazing library and it allows to create mocks of interfaces or classes. So for example, here I'm creating the mock of a repository class, and it uses runtime reflection to do so. And it also uses runtime manipulation. So it reflects on the repository interface, and it uses runtime manipulation to, at runtime, create a mock of this interface, meaning create a subclass that didn't exist in sources, so didn't exist at compile time. And the problem is that neither reflection nor runtime manipulation is available on Kotlin multiplatform. So let me rephrase that. Neither runtime reflection nor runtime manipulation are available for Kotlin native. And since Kotlin multiplatform is the most common denominator for Kotlin native, Kotlin JVM, and Kotlin JS. And since we cannot have runtime reflection and runtime manipulation on Kotlin native, there are no reflection and manipulation on Kotlin multiplatform, which means that up until now, there wasn't really a mocking library for Kotlin multiplatform. And so enter Google Kotlin Symbol Processor API. So KSP is an API developed by Google, and that allows to read source code at compile time, which is really useful because it also allows to generate code accordingly, meaning code according to the source that we read at compile time. So basically, that's a Kotlin compiler plugin, right? So what's the difference between a Kotlin symbol processor and a Kotlin compiler plugin? Well, the difference is that KSP offers a stable API, and KSP allows to